Right, everybody, welcome to another episode of the Ghostly Archives. Today, solo, on my own, your host, Melissa Dawn. Next week's podcast, which will be on Wednesday, November 22nd, I have some cool, fun guests coming on. Jerry and Nish from the Obelisk podcast, also known as Nox Mente, will be here to talk all about their spooky experiences. That live stream is going to start at 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific. We're going to be live streaming on Facebook, X, and YouTube. So I will put the links down in the show notes. Be sure to follow us and look out for that episode. We're going to hear all about spooky from Jerry and Nish. And they've been podcasting for a while, at least 7 years, so I am pretty sure they've got lots of spooky experiences to tell us, and then you can join in the chat and have a conversation and ask Jerry and Nish all the questions you ever wanted to ask. Be sure to go to the website, Ghostly Archives, plural with an S, ghostlyarchives.com. You'll get all the links there. You'll get the podcast. You will get a written article. There's a written article that kind of goes, I wrote it quite a while ago. There's a written article that goes with this story I'm about to tell you there. You'll get the vault. The vault is an archive of selections I've chosen from different podcasts, e-zines, works I've done in the past. You can access all that at the Ghostly Archives. Yeah, ghostlyarchives.com. Not the, just ghostlyarchives.com. So go there and be sure to follow me on all platforms, especially YouTube and X if you want to get on the live stream. I am going to be sending out a lot of invites, asking people to come on. I also am in talks with Jen Dorrell, really great friend of mine. She works in, I believe, a Heritage House as a guided tour. And she's got loads of ghost stories. She's done loads of ghostly paranormal sort of tours or investigations. So I think it's sometime in December, first or second week, she's going to be coming on. We have to narrow down those details. So we've got a couple of guests and it's going to be spooky. It's going to be fun. Now, before I get into the story today, which is about a haunted bridge in the city of Calgary in Canada, if you guys have stories and you want me to share them on the show, maybe you don't want, you're not the type of person who wants to come on as a guest or talk about stuff, but you still want to share some spooky experience you had, you can do that now. I've set up a form on the website under contact. There's a submenu called Your Story. And also when you go to the website, I have a pop-up right now where you can click the button and go to Your Story. And you can submit your story from there. You can email me at make70sgreat@gmail.com. That's M-A-K-E, the number 7, the number 0, and S-G-R-E-A-T at gmail.com. make70sgreat@gmail.com. You can email your stories there, and who knows, you might show up on the podcast one day. But today, I'm going to talk about a haunted bridge. And there's a lot of mythos about bridges in past, in folklore, about crossing a bridge, trolls at bridges. You get the headless horseman linked to bridges, all sorts of ghostly tales. And it usually implies something there waiting for you at a bridge. You're about to cross, you have to, you know, run from the ghost, you have to make it across the bridge at a certain time. You know, there's all that kind of folklore in our culture. But this particular story is about a murder that happened at a bridge. It is still reported today, this ghostly experience. And the ghostly experience is a little boy crying in terror by a bridge. Or the little boy has been seen when there's some type of tour that's happening. There'll be children on the tour and they'll have been talking to a child that no one else can see. You know, those typical spooky experiences that people often report. Let's start the story about the hauntingly tragic tale of the crying boy at Calgary's Zoo bridge. Cowboys, Indians, and oil. Perhaps that is what the Canadian city of Calgary is best known for in history and also linked to in modern days. There's no doubt that Calgary, originally called Fort Brisebois in 1875, has a unique history. I grew up there, you know, learning about the early settlers, the fur trade, the buffalo, the native history. You know, I've visited all the historical sites, and I've crossed the Zoo Bridge to St. George's Island. And often, I walked the wilting historic area of Inglewood, which is now a resurgent of culture in the city. What I wasn't aware of at the young age was the ghostly past that echoes to this day in Old Calgary. And you may have already guessed, I'm about to tell you a mysterious story. A story of a horrific crime and a subsequent ghostly phenomenon. The city had expanded out of Fort Calgary, which was established by the Northwest Mounted Police in 1875. It was a budding city with a population of 100,000 people by 1946. Calgary had established a renowned city zoo, which was located on St. George's Island along the bank of the Bow River. If you wish to travel from Inglewood to St. George's Island, one would cross the St. George's Bridge, also simply known as Zoo Bridge. The original bridge dates back to 1908. However, in August 1946, 6-year-old little boy named Donnie Goss was playing at a park on the southeast end of St. George's Island. Currently, this area is a zoo security building, and it's in the same space where this park once was. Unbeknownst to the locals at the time, there was a suspected child murderer, Donald Sherman Staley, on the loose, and he was navigating the park looking for his next victim. He had ventured over from the city of Vancouver, where he was under investigation for the murder of another little boy that happened in Stanley Park. On this particular day, he ran into little Donnie, lured him away from the park with the offer of candy. Then he brutally raped, murdered him, and abandoned his body in a bush near the Zoo Bridge. The scene was so horrific that the entire city went into shock, and to this day, relatives of Donnie Goss still recall the loss. Staley was eventually arrested and tried for his crimes in both murder cases and sentenced to death. On December 18th, 1946, Sherman was executed by hanging along with four German prisoners of war at the Lethbridge Provincial Jail. This was the largest public execution in Canadian history. A horrific murder case ended and the predator received punishment. Case closed, right? Or is it? If you happen to be walking along the river pathways near the Zoo Bridge at night, you might experience the screams of a young child crying for help. The scream is so realistic that local police receive reports several times a year from people claiming that a child is screaming in danger near the bridge. Even more disturbing, there was a report from a ghost tour guide in Calgary stating that a mother on a tour claimed her child told her that an unseen boy named Donnie kept trying to play with him. In my own personal investigation, I came across a comment on an article from a lady declaring that she was the cousin of Donnie Goss. I won't be using her name because I never received her permission to use it, but however, in the comment she declared that she truly believed little Donnie was still there by the bridge, reliving his horrific death. She also asked if a medium could go there and contact Donnie to tell him it was okay to go on to whatever comes after this life. So is the ghost of little Donnie Goss, is he still haunting the Zoo Bridge? Is he still there, perhaps replaying his last moments? Perhaps his last moments are imprinted in that area and he has truly moved on. What's interesting though is it has been reported not just the crying voices, but also Donnie basically interacting with a living child. So that implies to me, there could be an imprint of his last moments, but there's some intelligence there if that report is true. Now, there could be logical explanations, of course, for these ghostly voices. It could be a wild animal. maybe coyotes like to live in the city, I don't know. But it's interesting that it happens right in that location, and it really scares people when they hear it. I don't know how many reports are happening today, but I do know, updated, that the old bridge that was there when I wrote this article is no longer there. So I believe, yeah, they have taken away the old bridge and they've replaced it with a nice new bridge that's more sound. The old bridge, I will tell you right now, having driven across it multiple times, was, you would pause before you drove over the bridge. And then as you drove over the bridge, and it was creaking, and you would go really slow because you weren't too sure about the stability of this bridge. You know, it felt like it was at its end of days as well. And so when I was collecting this story in 2018, I knew, you know, the bridge had been replaced by a new bridge. And I thought, well, I'll go film it. I'll go look at it anyways, because I was visiting the city. And I went to the bridge, the new one, and started filming. I thought, well, maybe it has to do with the bridge. You know, maybe there won't. I won't experience anything. I was a little let down because I wanted to see the old bridge. But, you know, I thought maybe it's about the location and not just the bridge. So let's go try it out. Let's go look at what's there. And so it was a winter day. Wasn't too cold. It was actually sunny, really actually nice weather. And I went out, walked the area. I saw the storage unit area that now occupies where the park used to be. So you could easily locate where he was playing and then where he was abducted down to the bridge. They're very close in proximity. And so I was mapping the whole area out, and I got out my camera to film the location, and I was standing right by the new bridge and filming, talking, retelling the story. And my phone was at about 75%. I'm going to have to dig up that footage too. It was about at 75% battery, and I was basically narrating and telling the story while I filmed and telling what had happened there. And within seconds, my battery went from 75 to zero, and the phone just went dead. That was it. No more filming. And I have still somewhere, I'll locate that. Maybe I'll put it up on my YouTube channel, the footage while I was filming and talking. And it was really nothing extraordinary. And we didn't hear any ghost voice. We didn't have any feeling that someone was, you know, walking up behind us or a little boy trying to play. But whatever happened there, it was unusual, and I've never had a phone ever do that ever again, never before or never since. The phone was, it was a good phone. I mean, it was brand new. It was probably about 6 or 7 months old. It wasn't an old phone, and it was fine after. I don't know. There could be techie people out there, you know, sometimes batteries have malfunctions, but it was interesting that it happened there and I never had it happen again. So I always draw that comparison. Is there something out there? I would say, even though there's a new bridge, because the atrocity didn't actually happen at the bridge, it happened in that general area, that yeah, there could possibly be something by that bridge. Now, little Donnie, his grave, you can go see it. Donald Henry Goss. He was born 1939, died in 1946, just before his 7th birthday. Gone to a better land. I'm going to link the blog post I wrote about this. You can have a look at the pictures of the old bridge. And I've got a little map mapping out where it happened. And you can take a look for yourself and decide, is there a little boy haunting the zoo bridge in the city of Calgary? Or is everybody just getting hysterical about nothing? Is there a rational explanation? You know, there is. Maybe people can hear coyotes, or maybe it's a wild animal, or maybe it's just their imagination. Maybe people just make it up for attention. I mean, it's possible. But my experience there, it was a techie experience, but it was still, you know, indicative to me that, well, you know, I'd like to look at this a little bit more. I'd like to go and suss this out. That there might be something there besides just hysterical stories or little boy's imagination making up that a ghost boy's talking to him. It's all possible. Because I'm sure many people have who are interested in ghosts in that city has heard about this story. I don't doubt that it's possible that some reports are false. But I have to tell you, my experience there was a little bit disturbing. And I went to other places while I was in that city, and I had waitresses tell me about experiences in restaurants. I had, you know, people talk about a haunted hospital, but nothing happened. That was the only location where I had some kind of indication that something wasn't quite right there. Doesn't mean it's a ghost. No, but it's interesting. And I would definitely encourage anyone to do a follow-up or, you know, camp out there maybe. I don't know. Don't camp out if it's not legal. Don't do something illegal. Anyways, if you are in Calgary and you've had an experience or you have any tales or anything like that about this zoo bridge, shoot me an email, shoot me a message on the website and let me know what happened. I'll include it in a podcast follow-up story, the haunted zoo bridge. You know, it's always tragic when you have a child die, and it's even more horrible when a child dies at the hands of a psychotic adult killer who is obviously they prey on children because children are vulnerable, they're easy targets, and they have some kind of weird sexual perverted obsession. But this story was a hard one to write. I remember when I wrote it, it was very sad and dark. But I like to leave this show with a positive note that I hope that Donnie has moved on. And if there is any mediums in the area and you do have any experiences, definitely encourage him, if you think he's there, to move on for peace, because that little boy definitely deserves it. And that's my story on the Ghostly Archives this week. Short but sweet. But don't forget to join my live stream next Wednesday, November the 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, and 5 p.m. Pacific. Jerry and Nish from Nox Mente or Obelisk will be here to talk all about their spooky experiences. I'm sure these guys have been podcasting for a long time. I bet you they've got a lot to say. Anyways, stay spooky, and I'll see you next week, guys.